Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's stupid abortion comments. Following the vote in Alabama to ban all abortions except in cases where pregnancies threaten the life of the mother, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, the ideological leader of the depraved party, tweeted this, and I quote, "Abortion bans aren't just about controlling women's bodies, they're about controlling women's sexuality, owning women. From limiting birth control to banning comprehensive sex ed, U.S. religious fundamentalists are working hard to outlaw sex that falls outside their theology. Ultimately, this is about women's power. When women are in control of their sexuality, it threatens a core element underpinning right-wing ideology, patriarchy. It's a brutal form of oppression to seize control of the one essential thing a person should command, their own body." End quote. So let's examine her ignorant claims one by one. 1. AOC's first sentence is almost right. Just delete the word just and it reads right. Abortion bans aren't about controlling women's bodies. Abortion bans are about preventing women from hiring killers to destroy and dispose of the bodies of their offspring. It's remarkable that leftists continue to argue that abortion affects only women's bodies. But then again, the depraved party is the party of science deniers. You know, the ones who pretend that men can get pregnant. Wait, then abortion isn't just a women's issue, is it? Anyway, on to number 2. AOC claims that prohibiting the slaughter of the unborn constitutes controlling women's sexuality. Well, most pregnancies result from freely chosen sexual activity, so women who absolutely don't want to become pregnant can freely choose not to have sex. Those women who don't want to raise a child that results from their freely chosen sexual activity are free to relinquish their unwanted or imperfect children to the care of others. Engaging in sex has never been dependent on the legal right to have others killed. Does AOC think bans on infanticide constitute controlling women's sexuality? If not, why not? What's the difference? What if after birth, the mother realizes she doesn't want the child, or she can't afford her, or what if her daughter is imperfect? What if the mother doesn't want her daughter to be raised by another family? Why shouldn't she have the legal right to put her daughter down? Number 3. Many conservatives believe that taxpayers have no moral obligation to pay for other people's birth control. AOC thinks such conservative opposition to paying for other people's birth control constitutes outlawing sex that falls outside their theology. Say what? If taxpayers don't pay for AOC's contraception, she thinks she can't have sex? Wow, someone better tell her pronto that she can have sex of any kind she wants, and she can pay to prevent the babies that sometimes result from voluntary and normal sexual intercourse. The freedom to engage in normal sexual intercourse carries with it no obligation for others to pay to prevent pregnancy. Number 4. AOC's claim that the absence of a legal right to hire someone to kill one's own offspring is analogous to being owned is beneath contempt. Perhaps AOC should spend more time reading about the enslavement of African Americans to better understand what being owned looks like. 5. Someone should also clarify for AOC that conservatives don't oppose comprehensive sex ed because they seek to, quote, outlaw sex that falls outside their theology, end quote. Conservatives oppose comprehensive sex ed because it's not comprehensive and it's not educational. It's selective, ideologically biased, age inappropriate, unsupported by hard science, and deviant. Number 6. AOC is right on one point. Abortion is about women's power. The power of the more developed and stronger over the less developed and weaker. It's about the oppression of politically powerful women over the politically powerless, not yet born. Number 7. AOC tries nonsensically to link the fanatical desire of leftist women to be legally free to have their children killed to patriarchy, thereby ignoring the countless women of all ages who oppose human slaughter. She also ignores the fact that every child a mother chooses to abort has a father, some of whom have no choice in whether their child lives, some of whom mourn their child's death, and some of whom are never told they had a child who was killed. Not much patriarchal power in those cases. And finally, number 8. With no apparent sense of the perverse irony in her statement, AOC asserts, quote, "It's a brutal form of oppression to seize control of the one essential thing a person should command, their own body," end quote. Yes, seizing control over someone else's body is a brutal form of oppression, and control over one's body is the most essential thing a person should command. Stopping the hearts of babies in the womb, crushing their skulls and sucking their brains out, dismembering their tiny bodies and selling their body parts is an incomprehensibly brutal form of oppression.